The Brooklyn Nets and New York Knicks have struggled all season, combining for a 19-42 record heading into Thursday's NBA schedule. Somehow, they managed to earn road wins against two of the league's top teams. The Nets pulled out a 95-93 comeback win at Oklahoma City on Joe Johnson's jumper as time expired. Darren Williams scored 18 of his season-high 29 points in the second half to help Brooklyn erase a 77-61 deficit. Kevin Durant had 24 points for the Thunder, who dropped to 2-2 since Russell Westbrook underwent knee surgery. Iman Shumpert scored a career-high 27 points, including the tie-breaking tip-in, with 23.4 seconds left in the Knicks' 105-101 triumph at San Antonio. Carmelo Anthony had 27 points and 12 rebounds after missing the Knicks' previous three games with a sprained left ankle. Meanwhile, it was Cleveland over Orlando, 87-81. Golden State beat Miami 123-114. Boston fell to Chicago 94-82, Memphis defeated Phoenix 99-91, Utah topped Milwaukee 96-87, Portland slid past Charlotte 134-104, and Philadelphia won against Sacramento 113-104. In college basketball, the Siena men's team committed 23 turnovers and squandered a 10-point second-half lead in a 63-59 loss to Monmouth. Elsewhere, number 1 Arizona crushed Washington State 60-25, and number 4 Wisconsin had a 76-49 win over Northwestern. In college football, Trevor Knight completed 32 of his 44 passes for 348 yards and 4 touchdowns as 11th-ranked Oklahoma knocked off number 3 Alabama 45-31 in the Sugar Bowl. Checking the NHL scoreboard, it was the New York Islanders over Chicago 3-2 in overtime. Minnesota defeated Buffalo 4-1, Boston 3, Nashville 2 in overtime. Carolina beat Washington 4-3 in overtime. Ottawa took Winnipeg 4-3. St. Louis blanked Los Angeles 5-0. Montreal 6, Dallas 4. Columbus shut out Phoenix 2-0. Colorado won against Philadelphia 2-1. And San Jose slid past Edmonton 5-1. Finally, Russia's ended the United States' one-year reign as World Junior Hockey Champions after downing the Americans 5-3 in the quarterfinals. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.